granite, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is llama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Rum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have signed Squire Skimp at the Squire's suggestion as their manager to handle all the motion picture and book publishing contracts and all other offers which they will probably receive as the result of their proposed trip to Mars. They have also agreed to Squire's suggestion of forming the Lum and Abner Mars Expedition Corporation and sell stock to Pine Ridge citizens. As we look in on the little community today, it's supper time, and we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, hello, Abner. I was just getting ready to close up the store and go over to the observatory and see how you're getting along.
Yeah, well, I got hungry, Lum. I just decided to come on over here. Is it all right if I quit for the day and go home to supper?
Well, yeah, I reckon so. Did you get much done on the rocket ship today?
Well, I got the frame all built and the wheels put on.
Oh, you finally got the wheels on, huh?
Yeah, everything went along fine. That is, till Professor Sloan got over there.
Oh, did he come over to the observatory today?
Yeah, come over after school. Said he wanted to speed up the work.
You mean he actually helped you work on it?
Well, first he spent about an hour giving me a lecture on atomizers or atmospheres or some such subject. I never did follow him none.
Well, it's more likely scientific stuff. I'll explain it all to you sometime.
Well, and I asked him if he'd help me nail a couple of tubophores together, and he said, oh, he'd be glad to help me.
Well, it was nice of him.
So I held a tubophore in position there and told him to pick up the hammer and pound the nails in, and he said, sure, and started rolling up his sleeves, talking all the time.
Oh, you're a great talker, the professor.
Then he picked up the hammer and a couple of nails and put them in his pocket and went home.
Went home?
That's what he done. Mom, are you sure that he ain't just a little bit touched?
Oh, no, he's all right, Abner.
That don't sound like it.
Well, he's just absent-minded, that's all. Lots of professors and fellows that do a lot of deep thinking are absent-minded. Come to think about it, I believe I'm a little absent-minded myself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hardly recollect my own name sometimes. See, what is it?
Here's something you oughtn't to be absent-minded about, Mom. It's a bill for the lumber we bought to build a rocket ship out of, $19.
Where about you get this?
Well, Bates brung it over. Come over there to the observatory and give it to me. Said he wanted to get it paid right away.
He did, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know how we're going to do it right away. I just counted what we got in the cash drawer over there, and all we got's a little over $17.
Well, maybe we can just give him that and pay the other $2 later on.
Yeah, but that leaves us without no cash on hand.
Huh?
We can't run out of business without no cash in the drawer.
Can't, huh?
Of course not. Couldn't make change for customers or nothing.
No, that's right. Well, I don't know what to suggest. Walt said he wanted his money right today.
I wish he hadn't have brung this up till after we got back from Mars. We'd be able to pay it easy then, because we'll be thousandaires.
We will, huh?
Squire claims we will. That's why he's organizing the Lum and Abner Mars Expedition Corporation.
Yeah, Lum, are you sure we're doing the right thing by letting him get up his corporation?
Why, sure. Besides, he's already done it.
Oh?
That's why he went into the county seat today. He ought to be getting back for long, give us a report on everything.
Well, I hope it'll be all right. Don't forget now what Squire's aiming on doing, getting these folks here in Pine Ridge to invest their money in me and you.
Yeah, I know that. And I know just how you feel. If
anything happens and we lose that money for
Well, I've studied on this quite a bit, Abner, and I'm mighty nigh sure there ain't a chance for that to happen.
Ain't, huh?
Squire claims we'll be able to pay him 100% dividends on their invest.
100%?
Yeah. Of course, I think he's exaggerating some on that.
Oh, surely.
I don't reckon we'd be able to pay him more than 90% dividends. But that's still awful good.
Yeah, it sounds good, but how does he figure we're going to make all this money?
Well, we'll be awful famous, you know. Everybody will want us to write books and magazine articles about our trip to Mars.
Well,
the moving picture companies will want to make a moving picture out of it. I don't know what else.
Well, good for us. I reckon they'll want to put us in a circus, too.
More than likely.
That's what I'd love.
Everybody will want to see us. We'll be awful big attractions. be regular monstrosities.
We will. Well, good.
Squire said they're more likely to put us in vaudeville shows and make us go on lecture tours.
Lecture tours?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't give no lectures, Lum. I ain't no hand at out loud talking. You know that.
Well, you could just leave that part to me. I'll make all the lectures, and you can keep a water pitcher filled with water for me all the time. Hand me drinks and stuff.
Well, that ain't gonna be much fun.
Well, here's something else you might do. If we get some good snapshots of Mars, we can have them made into lantern slides, and you can run them.
Can I, Shorna? Oh, now, that's something I'd love to do. I'll borrow that magic lantern that the Hoganses has got.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good one of theirs,
too. Oh, it's a dandy.
Yeah, I'll ask Squire about that soon as I see him.
Ask Squire about it?
Yeah, he's our manager in this, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, good Lum, I sort of wish he weren't our manager, too.
Well, it's going to work out all right.
I don't like business dealings with Squire.
Yeah, but he knows how to line up all these lectures and moving picture deals and all that. Besides, I've done signed a contract painting him.
Man, I wish you hadn't have done it.
Well, now, don't worry, Abner. It's going to be all right. I've looked into everything. You know me.
Yeah.
And if there's a chance to make money for the folks in Pine Ridge, I granny, we ought to do it.
Well, of course. You look at it that way, well, I'm for it, too. And I will admit I'd love to get to be a monstrosity.
Well, naturally, anybody would. I believe I'll sit down and start writing out them lectures right now.
Yeah, I'll help you. Wait a minute, though. We ain't been to Mars yet. We don't know what to put down, Lum.
That's right, Anna. Well, I can put down that part about my early boyhood and becoming a self-made man and all
that. Call me, Lum. You ain't going to use that again, are you? You give that talk. Wait a minute. Here comes Squire.
Good.
Well, gentlemen.
Come on in, Squire. You just get back from the county seat?
Yes, and I had good luck today, too. The Lum and Abner Moore's Expedition Corporation is now in existence.
Well, good. Good for you. Good for us, too.
Yes, papers all filed and everything. And with my contacts and legal knowledge, I was able to put this thing through in record time.
We're already in business then, huh?
Oh, yes, indeed. And here's something I know that you're both anxious to see. I managed to get the stock printed up today, too. Here, take a look at this right
here. Yeah,
there.
Let's see, then.
See there? Lum Edwards, president.
Howdy.
Abner Peabody, vice president.
Yeah, looks good, Squire. Don't it, Abner?
Yeah, it does. Sort of looks kind of like money, don't it?
Yeah, sort of. Daisies and eagles and stuff.
There, you might say that it is money, Abner. In fact, better than money, because old shares there are going to be worth a lot more than their face value in a very short time.
Face value?
Yes, see, it says right there, Lum. Face value, $10.
Well, I do know, $10. What's the rest of us valued at? Our hands and feet, for instance. I believe my hands ought to be worth more than my face.
It don't mean that, Abner. I don't think, does it, Squire?
Why, no, Abner. Face value merely means that that's the price an investor has to pay for one share of stock.
Yeah.
Now, here's something else that I had printed up, too, some letterheads. They're stationary. Has the name of our corporation right across the top there. See there?
Oh, yeah. Looks good. Lum Edwards, president. Abner Peabody, vice president. Professor M. O. Sloan, advisory counsel, and M. K. Skimp, treasurer. Treasurer?
Yes.
Well, Squire, we never appointed you treasury. Or elected you or nothing.
Well, Lum, that contract you signed gave me that office. You see, there's an awful lot of work connected with that, Lum, and I know that you men wouldn't have time to handle it, selling the stock, and, well, I don't know what all.
Selling the stock, huh?
You mean you get all the money?
Why, no, Abner. It's merely paid to me as treasurer of the company. It belongs to all of us. And you must remember, there's another side of this, too. I have to pay all the expenses out of that money.
The expenses, huh?
Why, yes. So when any bills start coming in, that is, any bills in connection with this expedition, why, you just turn those over to me, and I'll take care of them.
You will?
Oh, yes.
All right, Greenies, we can start the work then, Squire. Where's that bill, Abner?
Right here. Right there.
Yeah, there, Squire. There's our first bill, $19.
I didn't expect anything so soon. Just file that away for now, Lum. We'll take care of that later on.
Well, this fella wants his money right now, though. He demands it.
Oh, he does, huh? Let's see. I just happened to think of something else, Lum. I meant to bring this up. It's an old custom among big businessmen to buy the first shares of their own stock.
Among big businessmen?
Yes.
Executives and all that.
Oh, yes. Big bankers, financiers, all. And I know you men want to follow that same custom. Now, here. Here are the first two shares in our company. I saved them out, especially for you two men. Now, that'll be $20.
Well, Granny, I'm afraid we'll have to break the custom, Squire.
What?
All we got in the cash drawer is just $17.45.
That's bad. Well, how about in your pockets? Either of you men got any loose change on you?
Well, not enough to make it, I don't think. Let's see here. I got, here's 50 cents, and here's a dollar bill, and all together got $1.93. How much you got, Abner?
Just a minute. I'm counting 85, 86, 87 cents.
Well, let's see now. 17.45 in the cash door, $1.93 and 87. 5, carry 1, is also. Well, that makes it right there. $20.25. Here's your stock, Lon. And congratulations. There,
yeah, wait a minute, though, Squire. We don't want to take all the money out of our cash drawer, though.
Well, you're not taking it out, Lon, actually. In its place, you're going to put this stock. And as we said, that's as good, if not better, than money.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, all you had in there before was $17.45. Now, you've got $20 in stock. There's a profit of $3 already.
Granny.
Plus that, you have a nice investment. And you have your bills in the company all paid. As a matter of fact, you've made a profit there, too, Lum. The bill was only $19, and we've taken in $20. The corporation's a dollar to the good.
And we've just been in business about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Granny Abner, now what do you think of our corporation?
Well, there's one thing we got to be careful about, Lum.
Careful about?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that, Abner?
We got to be careful now and not let all this money go to our head.